We're talking tonight with Clinton's coach Smoot, and they defeated Warrensburg tonight 20-13, bringing their season record to 2-6. Good evening, coach.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
Great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm starting to dry out a little bit, but and we got a win, so I guess I'm doing good.
There you go. And it's a little cold out there. Tell me, who were some of your standout players tonight out there in the cold?
Tonight we had a couple different kids step up for us. Ian Williams did a really good job making some plays for us on offense, and of course Tanner Perry. He's kind of our war daddy offensive player. He's the guy that we're gonna run behind all night long. Cooper Gall did a really good job for us on the offensive line, and stepped up, and we were able to make some plays, and we ran behind them with Tanner and Ian, and started having some success defensively. Javon Parks, who's a senior player for us, really is the first year to get on the varsity football field and be a contributor. Huge plays tonight. We gave up a couple big plays. Looked like they were going to score, and Javon, he chased them down, kept them out of the end zone, saved our bacon a couple different times. Very, very big deal. Very proud of him.
And as a team, what did your boys do well tonight?
We kept fighting. You know, we overcame a lot of adversity. We haven't had school in 2.5 days, and you know that's tough. That's tough. You get out of rhythm. You get out of, you know, we down here, a lot of our boys spent the morning in the woods, you know, hunting, and it was tough to get focused back on football. And we were able to do that. Eventually, we were up 7-0 at the half. We got behind. We kept fighting. We came back, we took the lead, we added to the lead, and ended up victorious. We never let up.
Absolutely, that's a way to play. 20-13 tonight. Who do you guys play next week?
We're at home against Center next week.
All right. And what do you expect out of next week's game?
I expect them to be very, very fast, and much, much faster than we are. it'll be a big challenge for us. You know, we're going to have to be very assignment correct football-wise in order for us to be successful. It's going to be a big opportunity for some of our young kids to step up, show that they've made some big strides, and be prepared. We're going to play really well. Center's a very good football team, very well coached. We're going to step up and see if we can't create a turnover or two and they get after them.
And after tonight's game, where would you like to see your boys improve before you play Center next week?
Well, you know, we're getting a lot of the physical. You know, we're starting to figure a lot of that part out. We're still young. We're a little immature as far as it goes, being a varsity football player with some of our kids. And the mental aspect, the understanding, there's not really a switch. You can't decide. Then we'll talk about hunting deer on the bus ride up there the whole time and laughing and giggling, and then what color camouflage works best, and you know, flip the switch and, hey, let's go play football and be really, really good. And just because we teed it up. And we've got to get a little bit better of understanding some of those things. And again, that comes from youth. You know, it comes from youth. And we're going to get it. We're going to get where we understand how to focus. And you know, I've tried to tell them that's kind of a life skill. There's a time and a place for talking about that other stuff, for having that other stuff on your mind. Absolutely. But there's, you know, I've got to be able to put the main thing as my focal point right then.
Right. And I'm sure you will get them focused in no time. I'm sure
of
it.
I've been trying for a few weeks. I don't know if I can get them focused in no time or not. It's a continual process.
Oh, yes, it definitely is. Coach, is there anything else that you'd like to add to tonight?
No, I just want, again, you know, I usually get to, you know, try to call in a little bit earlier and not quite so scratchy a voice, but really appreciate what you guys do for high school football.
Well, and Coach, we appreciate the fact that you call in, and we enjoy talking to you every single week. Horse or not, we still enjoy hearing your voice. So good luck next week against Center, and we look forward to hearing about next week's game as well.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Coach. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Again, that was Clinton's Coach Smoot joining us this week on the Fifth Quarter Show on KMZU.